Basis Acheris. That even though here the second dosage ruins this dough, it makes it too sour. But the reason why Rav Meir says it's also is because it's not a total pagam. There is some gain here. There's gain that you made a whole sourdough. You could use this sourdough to make other dough rise. You could use this whole dough now as yeast. So since there's some gain, we should know what the havamin was, right? So what it says, maybe it has to be like Rav Zeira, says, so Toshma, something more I meant to say right away from the Seifa. Toshma, come and bring your proof, me Seifa. What I meant to say was the proof to Rabbi Yechanon that Rabbi Meir holds its also with the pagam levgam right away. That's from the Seifa. What does the Seifa say? Hayayin shenaf l'toich adoshim, if wine falls on top of lentils. V'chayim in shenaf l'toich grisin, or else vinegar from yayin nesach that falls on top of beans. So also, it's still its also, even though it gives a bad taste, it's still its also. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Now, v'hochinam here also the poga mikara. The havamina was again that it came into hot beans. When the wine comes into hot beans, it gives a bad taste. Opligi, and still Rabbi Meir says that it's also. This is the proof to Rabbi Yechanan. So Mar says, no, again, the chitema, maybe you'll tell me, hochinami kedishoni ulo, the Rabbi Chago. Maybe here the case is the way Ul already answered before, the way Rabbi Chago wanted to ask him, and he said, here we're talking about kishbiach olipsoit pogam. So maybe here we're talking about that the wine first came into the cold beans. And when wine comes into cold beans, it gives a good taste. And first later they cooked up the beans that ruined the taste. So again, this price, it could be a case of shovach biyachakach pogam. That's why Rabbi Meir says it's also. But you have no proof to Rabbi Yechanan yet. Rabbi Yechanan is the one that's saying strong that according to Rabbi Meir Shita, even though it's a pagam meikara, as soon as it comes in, it ruins it. Still, that it's also, here you have no proof. Here it could be that first came into cold beans. And by cold beans, it only makes it better. So maybe even the lady cooked it up and became with gum, here Rabbi Meir says it's also. So again, you have no proof. So Mara says, Umi pligi, do they argue? Yeah. Umi pligi kishbiach. Olav say pogam. Is it true what you're saying? You want to answer this again the way Ula answered? There comes out some achleikus then. In this case, where they first put the wine onto cold beans, so it's the shvach, and then they cooked it up with gam. She's telling me it's a machleikus. Then in this case, true, we understand Rabbi Meir, but he's telling me Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. In the case of pogam or shvach, the yachakach pogam becomes mutter. I have oktoni. We learn like this. No fell shall truma tchila. What's going to be first? The sourdough of truma fell in. And then the sourdough of chulin fell in. So Bryce said what before? The rehakol osa. Everybody holds the sasa. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's sasa over here. The question is why? True, when the truma first fell in, it was l'shvach, it made it taste good. It made it start to rise. But when you throw the second dosage of sourdough chulin, you're ruining it. Now it's too much sour. It's too sour, the dough. Since so, this dough now, the first truma becomes now lufgam, and still it says it's mutter. We said before, it's also according to everybody. So, and you want to tell me it's machlokes, doesn't come out. You see in this braisa clearly that in a case where it's shovach first, and then pagam, everybody holds it's also. So where is the machlokes by the grisin? It must be where it fell in right away lufgam. That's what Rabbi Shimon says it's also. And still Rabbi Meir says it's also. And the last Ramin, here it's a good proof that the pogam mikor machlokes. This Bryce is clearly talking about where when they threw the yainesek into the beans were hot. It was hot beans. That right away it was pogam the beans. Shmamina, so here's a good proof to Rabbi Yechanan that even in the case when the Issa comes in right away to Lufgam, still you have a machoikis. And according to Rabbi Meir, that is also also. Tagam meikara, Rabbi Meir holds it's also, and if Shimon holds no, that's also mutta. So what says, now let's see. Hani tlosi bobi dikotoni lomuli. And this Bryce, it says three different cases. How come? What do we need? What's the purpose of all these three cases for? Hani tlosi bobi lomuli. Rashi says, Reicha means Hecha de Noflu Kechod, when the two sourdoughs of Trum and Chulun fall together. Vashmina Plukta, like, what do we need all these three cases for? So we're also like this. Bishleim above the Sefer, the last case, above the Sefer, Kamash Malon, Bepoigim, Mikoro, Machlaikis. The last case we're saying now is, that's the proof, that the machlokes is the poige mikara. I mean, the last case is by these beans. When the yain falls into the beans, that's the case we're talking about, that it ruins it right away. So even in the case where it ruins it right away, where it's real lufgam, still Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter. Mitziyasa, the middle case, that's the case of nofel shal truma tchila, that first the sourdough of truma fell in. And what teaches this chiddush? So in the case where first the truma fell in, and then a second dosage of sourdough of chulin fell in, that everybody agrees it's also, even though it's pagam now. That when you first threw in the sourdough of truma, it was a shvach. It started to make the dough rise. But now when you throw a second dosage of sourdough, it makes it too sour. So both sourdoughs together are like ruining this dough. So that's the chiddush. Since at the beginning, when the truma came in, it was l'shvach, it was alone. Even though later, the second dosage of chulin still remains also. Because he clearly, l'shvach, the yachakach l'vgam, is also according to everybody. Like we said, that's why we pass them like that. That if it's shvach at the beginning, and then it becomes l'vgam, the yisr does not go off. It still remains also. And the svar could be is like this. The svar could be is that once the tam came in and made it also, so it's like nasan avela. It's like the chetz of the piece now becomes issa. So when the piece itself becomes also, it's not only because of the tam. It's like the piece itself became also. Now will only become muta if it gets so ruined that it's aimi ruya l'achilas adam. We're always talking about now that a person could eat it. It's only a question that doesn't taste so good. So now the tam l'vgam will not make it mutter anymore. Therefore, since mikara was l'shvach, it's again like nasa nevelo, the chefza became osa, so it remains osa. That's the chiddush of the mitziyosa. Yeah. El reisha lomli. What do I need the reisha for? Hashdu ma seifa. To loiko meshebea klal. Aser abonin, Ramea said it's osa. Where it's begam mikara, so reisha to koma shbiach. Mi boy, reisha where it's a shvach mikara, pshita it's also kurt remeya. For what purpose do I need the reisha? What is the reisha teaching me? That when they fell in b'vasachas, in the case when they fell in b'vasachas, what do I need the reisha for? So Mara says, Amra baya, reisha le Rabbi Shimon itzrach. The chiddush of the reisha is according to Rabbi Shimon. Vochi kom alei, Rabbon Rabbi Shimon. This is the way the Rabbon is saying back to Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, Tam l'vgam is mutter. That's a chiddush, even though it's
l'shvach mikora, like we'll soon see, because since they both fall in together, when they first fall in, they're only making the shvach to make it become better. So therefore, I would have thought they said that it's also kamashlon, still it's mutter, and like this again. How the kamalei rabban Rav Shimon isazu ruya lahachmetz b'stei shoyis. Really, this dough would have taken 2 hours to rise. Ni gorem alei shetachmetz b'shvachas. Who caused it to rise after 1 hour? Isn't the fact that you had so much sourdough there right now? So it comes out the first hour that the sourdough was there, both the truma and the chulin, to make it rise. So it should come out that lechitchila it's leshvach, and later after it rises too much, then it's lefgam. So if the Rabbon asked Rav Shimon, shouldn't it be also over here? You should also agree. And the Gemara answers back, Rabbi Shimon says no. Kesheshbichu shneim eshbichu. When the first hour, when they both make it rise, both make it rise together. And kesheshpogmu, after the first hour, shneim pogmu, both together is doing the job. Therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, it remains muta. So Gemara is still though, but Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, why? Why is it muta? Let's starif heta v'yisa behadi adodi v'lisasur. Let's say the first hour again, since when the truma first falls in, that truma really is b'mishabeach. Right now it's making it good, it's both together, true, it's the chulin and the truma. But the chur both together is working together now, so why isn't it also? Let it be considered a case of l'chetchilo was l'shvach or l'psoi pogmoi. Like, what do I care if they're both working together? What is Rabbi Shimon answering back and saying? They're both working together, that's why it's mutter. So what if they both work together? But l'mais is the truma that's helping along at the beginning. So when the truma first fell in, it was l'shvach. So it should be also. Why does Rabbi Shimon say it's mutter?
Here, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. In this case, there'll be mutter. Of course, again, like Zevazegurm, that's mutter. That's the chiz, according to Rabbi Shimon. That even though the first hour was better, but the Zevazegurm, therefore it's mutter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rabbi Shimon Geshbichol, Shneim Geshbichol, somebody who's going to go to the Pogmite. Now, for tomorrow, Rabbi Shimon, the star of Heta, the Yisra, Bahad, the Adodi, the Lissus, but still the question is, like we're asking now, the Gemara asks this question, the Chura, true, they're doing it together, it's the Yisra and the Heta together making it rise. Very good. So let them both be Mitzdarf. Let's say this first hour, true, it's not only the Chulin that's causing it to rise, it's also the Truma that's causing it to rise. But so what? You have two factors now causing it to rise. So there is some Shvach right now. So it comes out the sourdough of Truma is, you're putting a gain. It's the Shvach. Right now, that's causing it to become, to rise faster. True, it's not done by itself, it's done together. So what? Let's do Mitzdarf. If Shimon is Tzarev, Heta V'Yisra Badia Dodi. Listen, sir. Samar says, no, Rabbi Shimon the time. Shimon goes according to his own reasoning. The time, Tiyomar, Afilu Issa V'Yisra Nami Lem Tzarefi. Shimon knows, no, you're not Tzarev, two different things. And the Chiddush, even Issa V'Yisra, you can't put together. When you want to make something Issa, you need a shear of one Issa. But if you have a Chatzi shear of this Issa and a Chatzi shear of another Issa, don't put the two together. Together, like Zev is their Gurim, each one separately does not put an ear, they both become bottle. So Pshita, when you have a Chatzi Yisra and a Chatzi Heter, Pshita, the Yisra is not, is bottle to the Heter. What is Machlokes? That now we learn like, Ho'orlom, yeah, the first 3 years, Orlom, Ukla, Kerem, was grown in the vegetable dig with the vegetable vineyards, Mitztarfin. The Chatzi Kezayis or Chatzi Tam of Orla and a Chatzi Kezayis of let's say you have one grape that just is the first 3 years is grown, then you have another grape that's here, grape, the vine, but you have vegetables planted next to the vine, so the grapes become Asa. Both of these two grapes are Asa. Just one has the Issa Orla, one has the Issa Klai Karen. Together these two grapes fall into a food and together it gives taste, but each grape by itself you wouldn't taste it in the food. So the Shalom is it Asa or not? The Tanakhama says, yes, Mitztarfin. That even though each one by itself you would not taste here, it would be bottle brave, but together you taste wine, grape juice, in this food, it's also. Rabbi Shimon, I'm in no way Mitztarfin, tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not Mitztarf. Since each grape by itself has a different issa to it, and each grape by itself would be bottle brave, so the Maisa, this food, do you taste Klai Kerem? No. There's only one grape of Klai Kerem, that one grape is bottle, you don't taste the tam. Do you taste Orla? No. Orla, the one grape by itself, Orla will also be bottled. Even though the Maisa together, you're tasting some wine in this food, that's from Shim and Shita, not Mitztarf. You look at each one separately, and each one doesn't have enough of a taste, it's bottled. So Shita, according to Rabbi Shimon, is even better than Zeb the Gurim. According to Rabbi Shimon, if each one by itself does not put an issa to it, it remains mutas. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be a case? Achboro denofa lechavita de shichru. What's going to be if a mouse fell into beer? You had a whole barrel of beer here. The mouse fell into the beer, couldn't get out, couldn't swim out, and he died there. So, Asrei Rav Lahu Shichru. Rav says that beer is also. The Torah asks the question, of course, it's cold beer usually. You don't have hot beer, usually you have cold beer. So we know something's cold, if Issa falls into it, pick it up and throw it out, that's all. So what's the problem here? So he says, you have to say the mouse went to sleep there overnight. And he stayed there for 24 hours. So the mouse couldn't get out and he was there for 24 hours. That's the luck. If something stays and soaks in water for 24 hours, kibush is kumavushal dummy. If it just soaks there, it's kumavushal. So the kid said, this mouse got like cooked up in the beer. So now you have a taste of mouse, it's beer mouse. You have taste of a mouse in the beer. So Rav says the beer is also to drink. So now let's drink this beer. So that was Rav's psak. As for Rav Lushikra. Amru Rabbanus, Rabbanus said, oh, the Kaimi the Rav Sheshes. That they said, oh, let's understand, why did Rav say? The Chura, I would say, it's Mutta. Because do you enjoy tasting a mouse? Yeah. No. The Chura, the mouse only rules the taste of the beer. I would like my beer without the mouse there. The Chura, the mouse is only ruining it. It's Tam of Gam. And now all Sugi is Tam of Gam is Mutta. So why did Rav say it's Asa? So, Neymar, maybe you're going to tell me, Sovar, Rav, that Rav holds, nice and Tam of Gam. Lugam is also, like, is that the reason why Rav said it's also, he holds it's also, and then, look, we shouldn't paskin like this. Oh, my Lera Sheshis, no. The Alma all over, Sova Rav will also agree to the Psak, that Noisitam Lugam Mutta. All over, Rav agrees, Noisitam Lugam is Mutta. See, Hulk over here, a mouse is different. Why is the mouse different? Because chiddushu, the cloud that a mouse should be yosatid is a chiddush. Why? The mimis mimayis. It's disgusting anyway. Nobody enjoys eating mouses. Mouse, nobody likes eat. Obedili instrument anyway, people don't eat mouses. So really, the Torah didn't have to say it's yosatid a mouse. A mouse, nobody enjoys eat anyway. Anyway, the afiluachi still, asri rachmona, still the Torah says no, there's a law. You're not allowed to cook off or roast a mouse and eat the roasted mouse. You're not allowed to eat it. So why do I see it? It's a chiddush. Silkach. From this chiddush I learn out, noisin tam lufgam nami yosa, that even in the case when this mouse gets stuck in beer and the taste comes into the beer, even though the taste ruins the beer, and even though usually all over when it ruins the taste, it's mutter, here it remains also. Because since the actual chefse, the mouse itself, when it starts out, really is lufgam, it's unedible, it's eneruil achila, that really a mouse should be mutter. Elamah, the Torah said a special law here, a special chiddush, that a mouse remains also. In the chiddush that a mouse itself is also, it also says that if it gives off taste into something else, even though it ruins it, still remains also. So it's a special chiddush by a mouse, by the shrotzim, that's not edible by itself. When the tam comes off, it asks the tam remains also. But the Marela Mayatev, so you want to tell me, Litame Lach Fiyovish? All right, let's stop here.
Hello. Do you have a hold? You have a hold now, Tam Chesem Abeis. In the middle of the Shiloh, that Rav Hatkin, that if a mouse falls into beer and stays there overnight, so the deer is awesome. That was Rav Tzach. The shallow was, why is the beer also? The chura mouse is leisa tam lufgam. It gives the bad taste into the beer. So why is the mutter? First we wanted to say, why is it also? First we wanted to say, maybe hold because a mouse, a sheret is a chiddush. That really a mouse by itself is mimis. A mouse by itself is not edible. And still the Torah says it's also teed a mouse, the shirotam or also teed. So it must be when the Torah said it's also teed a sheret, even the term that comes out of the sheret is also also. Let me, because it's a chiddush. This the Gemara says on 10 lines down from the bottom. Omale Rabban Rashashis. Rabban is the best Rashashis. Elu Meyatis, so, Litame Lach Viyavish. If you're telling me now that a sheret, like a mouse, an afro is a chiddush, that it's also, because really, since it's not edible, it should be mutam. Says so, when you have a dead sheret, it's mitame. We know it's only mitame when it's lach, when it's still fresh. When it dries up completely, it has no tumah. So he asked the question, if you tell me it's a chiddushu, so what's the difference whether it's lach or whether it's yavish? In both places it should be tamei. Elamayato atamei lach v'yavish. Allah matan hakam alert the Mishnah nida mitamim lachin v'yein mitamim v'yavishim. That a sheret, a dead sheret is only mitam if you touch it when it's still fresh, when it's lach, and not when it's dried up. So it has to be roi mitahavim when it has roi to be eaten. So that's the roi to be eaten. You're telling me now a sheretz anyway is not roi. So why don't you say it's a chiddush? So Mar says that's not a question. Well, the time according to your reasoning, shichva zera. That is also an afat tumah. Shichva zera, the zera that comes out of the person, if somebody touches it, he becomes tummy. It's an afat tumah. Still, the yain metamim yaveshim. And when it dries up and you touch it, it's not metam to you. So a time according to you, you can ask the question, a shichva zera, to tam milach biyavish. That shichva zera also is not roi to be used. It's not roi to be eaten. And still you see, so according to you it should be tamei, even if it's dried up. Allah matzanan, how come we learned also over there? That mitamim lachin, v'yein mitamim yiveshim. You see, there's a special loch even by shichva zera, that it's only mitam when it's still wet, and not when it's dried up. You see, even though the thing is a chiddush, it's not roi to be used, still that's part of the chiddush, it's only when it's lach, and not when it's yavish. And what's the reason why? Some more explains why. What do you have to say? That shichva zera merachmona. The Torah says there's an avhatum of shichva zera. What's called shichva zera? Veruya liazriya. This is the seed that's roi to mazriya, the wife. So it has to be wet when it's roi to be used, when it's roi liazriya. But after 3 days, after that already, it's not roi liazriya to fertilize your wife. So therefore, it's natame. To tell you, Hachinam here also, by Shirotzim, the Pesuk says, V'maisam omarachmono. It's only mitama when it's dead, means just like when it first died. That means, Kain maisam. It has to be like it just died.
meaning it's still a little bit fresh, a little bit lach. But once it dries up completely, it's not considered tain meisum. That's the part of the gzeiras hakosev that asher it's not metana. But koponim, you have no. Yeah. So it's still that could be pshan rav. But the reason why rav says the akbar when it falls into the beer, the beer is also because it's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that bechlal it's also. So therefore, this chiddush is that the tam that comes off the akbar is also awesome. Maskev lo rav simim min adoy. He asked the question, who said this achbar, who said the mouth is so meis, is so disgusting, like you're saying, it's a chiddush that the Torah said it's also, nobody would eat it. Even the goyim stay away from it, is that true? Well, I don't know what kind of mouth it was, but at least their mouth is, the king used to eat it. Used to be good breakfast. You'll eat a roasted mouth. So what are you telling me now that mouth is a meis? It's a chiddush, and that's why Rav says it's a chiddush. Even though it's a Tamil of Gam, it's not a Tamil of Gam. They come up on the king's tables also to eat them. One's a wild one. A wild mouse, that's not edible, that's not oila shukha shamlochim. And that's what's on the case here, the Rav's mouth. That Rav's mouth that's going to the deer was the wild one. But ho the... The opposite. Well, first of all, with the davro, that's no good. But with the musa, right, the second one, with the musa, a domestic one that lives at home, and that's good, and that's oila shukha shamlochim. Rashi says, akva should... You're right. No. Right. Hod the davro means the wild one, right. The wild one, that's okay. That's oila shukha shamlochim, right? But with the musa, the domestic one that stays at home, he's moist. It's nice to get used to him. You see a mouse around, well, we don't want to eat him no more. The one you don't see once in the year, he's okay. But the one that's around you all the time, bothering you the whole day, him you don't want to see. The kids said there are two different types of mouses. There's a Hamisha mouse that you can't take, that's meis, and then there's one out in the forest, he doesn't bother you. He's Oyla Shukha Shemlachim. Okay. Omar Rav still says, though, Hilchasa, the locker is, Noisin Tamil of Gam is Mutter. That usually, if a taste comes into food and it ruins the taste, it only makes it worse, it becomes mutter. But the Yagvara Veshichra, that Rav Pasen of this mouse, falls into the beer and stays overnight, that the beer becomes also, lo yadan on my time with the Rav. I'm not sure exactly what was the reasoning of Rav. One of two ways. Imi shumizim because the Ksav, he argues on my Ksak and he holds, Noisim Tal of Gam is also. And then if that would be Rav's time, then we would not paskin like Rav. Then the beer would be mutter. Because we paskin alochom, noisen tamlus gam is mutter. If the taste coming off into this beer from the mouth is a bad taste, it's mutter, it's butter barayv, it's mutter. So if that would be the reason of Rav, then we say the beer is mutter. But the other reason I'm specific about this, imishum, tikasava, maybe Rav holds, noisen tamlus gam mutter. Really, you all over a bad taste is mutter. But Rav holds, v'yakbora v'shichra ashbuchim mishabeich. Maybe Rav holds, no, gives off a good taste for some reason. This mouth, a mouth gives off a good taste. That's why Rav said it was also. And if that's the reasoning, then it would be also. So the nice, if ever happens, you have to have somebody taste it to you and see how it tastes. If it doesn't taste so good, then it'll be mutter. But if it made it taste super duper, it's a super duper beer now, then it'll be also taka. Then it would be the taste of the mouth that's making this beer good. That would be awesome. Iboilu, I have a question like this. What's going to be nofa lagoicha?